Number 137 from September 2017, IQ versus EQ. I'm not really a golfer. I've played a little pasture pool from time to time, and once even played on the course that used to be our pasture, which was neat. I don't really have any style or form. I just grip it and rip it. However, I have learned some things about the game by watching it on TV. I like to watch the major championships. I happened to be watching the British Open recently and found myself fascinated by the drama. A young Texan by the name of Jordan Spieth was leading the tournament on the final day. He is only 23 years old, but seems to have the wisdom and maturity of someone much older. The announcers called him an old soul in a young body. He always gives credit to the other members of his team by saying, "We did this and we did that." He is humble, polite, dedicated, and hardworking. Jordan was struggling on his last day and then hit the most disastrous drive of his career. His drive went almost 100 yards off to the right as he sliced it off the tee, kind of like I would do. He didn't pout or get angry, he just took his time and found a drop sight which let him shoot up over the sand dunes and salvage a bogey. He was behind for the first time in the tournament after this hole. He strengthened his resolve and went birdie, eagle, birdie, birdie, par on the last five holes to win by 3 shots. It was an accomplishment of maturity that was impressive. Contrasted to this is the story of another golfer that my church secretary Julie told me about. Her daughter Adriana is a freshman in high school and is on the golf team. They were playing behind a man that was so boorish and immature that it was embarrassing. He hit several bad shots and then broke his club over his knee and shouted obscenities within the hearing of the young, impressionable girls. The owner of the club asked him to stop the cursing and swearing, but the guy then blamed the golf course and said that he was never coming back, to which the owner replied, "Good." He blamed his club, he blamed the course, but never himself. This man was not playing in a championship tournament, he was just a duffer trying to play a game that should have provided him some fun. He let his emotions get the best of him, however, and it spoiled the whole experience. He is not alone in his struggles with emotions, however. I would venture to say that all of us have had experiences where we did not handle our emotions very well, and it ruined our day, or maybe even our lives. It is not our IQ that is at issue here, but rather our EQ. We have all heard about our intelligence quotient, IQ, which measures how smart we are, but there has come to be a term recently called the EQ, the emotional quotient, which measures how mature we are. One author described a high EQ as, quote, the capacity to be aware of, control, and express one's emotions and to handle interpersonal relationships judiciously and empathetically, unquote. What that means is that we can manage our feelings in positive ways that relieve stress, overcome challenges, and diffuse conflicts. People with a high EQ are often in positions of leadership over people who may have a higher IQ. There is certainly a more enjoyable life and better relationships with a high EQ. The good news is that although our IQ may be static, our EQ can grow and be enhanced. For example, experiments done on groups of recovering drug addicts found that as their recovery advanced, so did their emotional quotient. Our model of the high EQ, of course, is Jesus himself. His understanding of other people, his ability to keep his head when all around him were losing theirs, his ability to overcome challenges and forgive other people was unparalleled. We might also coin a new phrase by saying that Jesus had a great SQ, which could be his spirituality quotient. His understanding of all things spiritual has seen no equal. He was more in tune with God than anybody has ever been. So it might be nice to be smart, but life will be more rewarding if we can handle our emotions well and if our spiritual life is on track. A high IQ is okay, but a high EQ is better, and a high SQ is best.